when you say you're in love.
Because so, I love you.
Yes.
I feel safe enough to be vulnerable with you.
Wow, wow. And that's how we have to be with the Father. We have to love him so much that we are willing to be vulnerable unto him. We're willing to, and I said it before though, he already knows anyway.
Already knows.
It's not like we're trying to hide something from him. It's not like we're trying to keep secrets from him. It's not like we're trying to not allow him to really see us, because he really sees us. He knows our going and our coming. Well, blessings, blessings, one, and blessings to all. Once again, I thank you for joining me here with another episode of Chilling with the Bishop. I am your host, Bishop Rodney Thompson Sr., and I'm so grateful to be able to just welcome you in to our studio on today. And today we have a very, very special guest. She's one of the elders of the To Tell the Truth Ministries team, the To Tell the Truth Outreach and Deliverance Ministries team. She's our elder of intercessory prayer, Elder Patricia Bannister. God bless you, Elder Patricia. Thank you for joining me here today.
God bless you, Bishop. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Amen, amen. Well, look, as I let the people know, you are our elder of intercessory prayer.
Yes.
You've been, God, how long have you been with us?
I've been with you since
2003. So that's almost... is that 10 years or is that, going on. Do the math now.
How long we've been in ministry?
We've been in ministry since 2001 and we've been in ministry for 22 years.
So I've been here 20
years or 22 years or something. So you've been here somewhere between 20 and 21 years.
Yes.
And now you're in the role of over the past, I don't know what, 10 years?
10 years.
Being our prayer leader.
Yes, sir.
And so let's talk about that a little bit today. Let's talk about the importance of prayer, because a lot of folk pray. A lot of folk don't believe in prayer. Mm-hmm. A lot of folk don't think prayer works. But I'm a firm believer that prayer works in the lives of those who trust God at his word and hold him to his word. You've been, as I said, leading the church in prayer for over 10 years, I would probably say now. So give us a little insight.
I believe that most people don't understand the power and purpose of prayer.
Okay.
I remember a statement from the late, great Miles Monroe. Mm-hmm. He said, prayer is not an option, it's a necessity.
Yes, it is.
If we don't pray, heaven can't interfere in earthly affairs.
Ooh, my God, yes.
So if we want...
Hold up. If we don't pray... heaven is not allowed to interfere.
Cannot
interfere with earthly...
In earthly affairs.
Earthly affairs.
It amazes me, Bishop, that we want a divine intervention, but we just can't say we want a divine intervention. We have to do something.
Yes.
We have to pray.
Yes.
And when I read that quote by Miles Monroe, I think about Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 9. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. As it is in heaven. But I think about thy kingdom come.
Yes.
If we want the kingdom to come here on earth.
Yes.
Then we're going to have to pray.
Yes, we are definitely going to have to pray.
And then on earth. So his will be done on earth, because it's already done in heaven as it is in heaven. So when we begin to pray, his will manifest here on earth.
So let me ask you a question. What is prayer?
Prayer is just simple communication with God. Is nothing eloquent.
I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Yeah.
I really don't think a lot of people realizes that prayer is just simple communication, like you and I dialogue.
Just like you and I talking.
Right here and now. It's the same way we do with the Father.
Same way.
No special tricks.
No special tricks.
No gimmicks.
No gimmicks.
Nothing needed.
Nothing needed.
But communication.
But you know what the key to that is? Developing that intimate relationship with him.
Ooh, my God.
When you develop that intimate relationship with him, communication will be so easy.
Okay.
But we must put ourselves in a position to be vulnerable.
Ooh, my God.
See, most people don't want to be vulnerable when it comes to God.
That's a dangerous thing, amen, to say. when it comes to a lot of believers.
Yes.
Because we all are so used to walking around with our guards up.
Exactly.
We all are so used to walking around to where nobody's going to hurt me because I've been hurt here and I've been done wrong there and this one and that one and I'm not going to let that happen to me again. Give me once, you good. Give me twice, that's on me. That's a dangerous thing, but it's so important and so vital that we allow ourselves to become vulnerable to God because he knows the ins and outs of us anyway.
Exactly. But think about the vulnerability of it. When you're vulnerable, I've been vulnerable. When you're in a vulnerable state, you tell that individual everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell them in detail.
Oh, my God. Yes.
About what's going on with you.
Yeah.
So that's why I say we have to be vulnerable with God, because when you are vulnerable with an individual, you're safe with them.
Let me ask a question, because the thought just came to mind. You said you used the word vulnerable, but that's almost like you have to be in love.
There you go, Bishop. That's all part of the intimacy.
Yes, because when you in love with an individual, you pour out your heart, you pour out your soul, you tell that, I mean, you give that individual every intricate part of you. They know you sometimes better than you know yourself. When you say you are in love.
Because so, I love you.
Yes.
I feel safe enough to be vulnerable with you.
Wow, wow. And that's how we have to be with the Father. We have to love him so much that we are willing to be vulnerable unto him. We're willing to, and I said it before though, he already knows anyway.
Already knows.
It's not like we're trying to hide something from him. It's not like we're trying to keep secrets from him. It's not like we're trying to not allow him to really see us, because he really sees us. He knows our going and our comings.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But when are we going to, and I also think about, when are we going to pray for the big things, for the hard things?
Yeah.
It is so easy for us to pray for the car, the house, but I remember what you and Pastor always said, if you got good credit, you can get that.
Look, I'm a firm believer at this here. If you keep your credit scores good, you keep your debt manage.
Yes.
You pay your bills like you should, and you work and have money coming in, more money coming in than you got going out. You can have what you want in life. That's the key. It doesn't take a whole lot of prayer and a whole lot of pleading with God to buy a car or a home. Now, of course, you want the best deal and you want to be able, yes, to get the best opportunities. So, yeah, of course, we're gonna pray and ask God to give us favor.
Yes.
But it doesn't take favor when you have a credit score,
mm-hmm,
when you have, and I know a lot of folk are come down on me, and I'm going to take a blunt hit because I do when folk hear this here, but let's just keep it real. It's the facts. If you keep your credit score straight, you pay your bills, and you manage your income to debt, you can buy what you want in life. And most folk use prayer to do something that technically they've already been given the opportunity to do. So I like what you say. Let's pray to God for the big things, the things that are out of our control.
There you go.
The things that we can't manage. That's when it comes to that's when vulnerability, yes, comes in.
Yes.
Because you have to put your complete trust.
That's it.
Or put the situation of something in somebody else's hands and take it out of your hands.
Yes.
And in a sense, you allow yourself to not have control of it. And too many times we don't feel prayer is a necessity in our life because we want control of the situation.
And yet when people also get frustrated when it's unanswered.
Oh, my God.
So when the prayer is, yes, not unanswered,
mm,
they think prayer is...
Doesn't work. Yeah.
But if you have faith, Bishop. See, yeah, when I pray releasing my faith, expecting something to happen.
Yes.
That now faith.
Yes.
See, that's what we need to have when we pray.
Yeah.
I'm praying this thing and I already see it because I have that faith.
Yeah.
I already see the manifestation before it manifests.
And you have to.
And you have to.
Yes. So that's a powerful statement right there. And I love the fact that, you know, we have to understand, first of all, that prayer is just simple communication
simple
with the Father.
Simple communication.
Just talking with the Father as you and I talk now. And we kind of got into it a little bit, I believe, anyway. But maybe you can kind of reiterate a little more the importance of prayer.
Prayer is so important. In my life, it's so important. Mm-hmm. When I need direction, when I need guidance, I go to the Abba in prayer. Not just me. When someone calls me and I know that they need a touch from the Almighty.
Right.
They need a move in their life. I go to the Abba in prayer.
And let me stop you with that, because I'm so grateful that you made that statement that when someone calls and needs directions or a touch from God or needs something, in a sense to where they are seeking you to help give them some type of direction, because we never want to do anything, toward people or say anything to someone that will cause them to not be able to fully, feel the true manifestation of what it is God has for them. Or in a sense, we never want to misguide them or we never want to mislead them. So when you said, especially when someone calls,
yes.
I like that, because you're willing to not make this thing about you and about your abilities and wisdom and knowledge, and go to the one that has all wisdom and knowledge and all abilities and capable to do all, and seek his direction for the thing and for the matter before you go and talk to them about it. That's important.
Because when I seek his direction, I know I'm going to hit the mark.
Yes, yes.
I know for sure that I'm going to hit the mark.
When you go back and share with them,
yes,
you're going to give them what they need.
Give them what they need.
Whether they like it or not, whether they want to hear it or not, whether it's the direction they want to go in or not. Mm-hmm. But at least you know you heard from God concerning it, and what you're giving them is what they really need.
Because I can't. Powerful. Yes, because I can't base on how I feel.
Right.
I have to base upon what he is leading.
Can't base it on ourselves.
Can't base it on me.
Go ahead.
I have to base it on what God is showing me, what the Spirit is showing me to speak to that individual.
Yeah.
Because they're going to give me more than what that individual gave me. See, when people ask for a prayer request, I have learned they only give you the highlights.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you the...
You have a very strategic way with words. You know, I'm trying to learn these things. Yeah, I like that one right there. When people come to you with things, they only give you the highlights.
The highlights.
So what don't they give you?
They don't give me the meat of it.
Okay.
And that's good.
So in other words, they just give you the appetizer.
They just give me the appetizer.
And the appetizers in most cases are good to folk.
Yeah, but that's fine, Bishop.
Right.
Because when I give them the meat, they know it's from God.
Okay.
Because they know they didn't tell me this.
Right, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
So they have to accept it, even though they might not want to.
Even though they don't.
Yes.
Because you didn't tell me this.
Yes. Yes. What that I'm wasn't telling made you, known unto you.
Yes.
But because of the fact that it's now made known
exactly
to them, they had to realize it had to come from somebody other than them or you, because number one, they didn't share it with you. Number two, you didn't know about it.
Didn't know about it.
Right. Awesome. Go ahead. Keep on. I like that.
And you talk about, I was talking about the power of prayer.
Yeah.
And we have to be in the position to receive that power.
That's so true.
And it's all, and you know, I said it, but it's the main point, intimacy.
Right. Yes.
You have to have intimacy
with
the Father. To me, that's the core in everything, in the core of every relationship. Because when you have that intimacy with the Father, he's going to download things in you.
Yes.
And he's going to ignite that power in you so you can do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
See, God can't do anything here on earth until earth make a sound.
Wow.
So when earth makes a sound, that's when with our prayer, that's giving God permission to move. That's why it says that kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah, because we want heaven on earth, but we don't know how to pull heaven down to earth.
You know why we're not pulling heaven down here to earth, some people? Because instead of the war, they're doing the whimper. See, God, like a lion,
see,
God wants us to roar.
You messing me up with these words now. You got me where I'm ready, you know. But I like that, though. I like that. Instead of roaring,
they whimpering. Do you hear? Do you, when a person whimper, is it a sound that you really hear?
No.
You really got to be close.
You got to be right up on them,
exactly.
And you got to have a clear ear to hear that little.
And it's not clear.
But you don't understand what it is. But when you hear that line,
when you hear that roar,
I mean, it goes all the way out.
It projects a sound.
Yes, yes.
Like no
other.
If
I'm not mistaken, they were saying, I think I read this here, that a lion's roar can be heard over 2 to 5 miles
yes.
in areas. So that's a long, that's a mighty sound.
Also, when a lion roars, it's like it's marking their territory.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
they're marking their authority.
Yeah, letting folk know that they're there. Yeah.
Letting people know this
yeah,
is this is my area.
Letting know that I'm in town.
So think about
that I'm home. That I'm in my area.
Think about it when we pray.
Yeah, I like that.
And when we roar.
Yeah.
We letting the enemy know.
Yeah.
You can't come around this not yeah. here. Because I'm coming forth with a sound.
Right.
That's gonna with an authority. See, we gotta right. come with it with authority.
Yeah, you can't come. Scared.
Can't come scared. You
timid
can't come timid. You got to come with a boldness. You got to
yeah.
come with confidence.
Yeah.
And you got to come with that faith, believing that
yes.
when it's released in the atmosphere, it's already done. I have
Amen.
No doubts. When the prayer is released, I just sit back and just wait.
Amen.
I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen.
You know it's going to happen.
But in the meantime, I'm going to move like it's already happening.
Yeah. 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 They that come to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder. And when you don't come with faith, well, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you have to come to him believing that he's going to work it out. If you don't, why pray?
How do you believe that he is? By being intimate with him.
Yeah, everything goes back to that
everything
relationship.
Everything goes back to that relationship.
My God, that's powerful. And now, let me ask you a question here. Because some folk may be wondering. In fact, I had to tell a few folk this over time in ministry. Don't try to be like so-and-so. Don't try to do it the way so-and-so do it. Don't, you know, use how so-and-so flow to try to have your flow. How do you build that relationship to get to that place of intimacy with the Lord?
You got to want it. You got to
yeah.
be desperate.
Okay, so I understand that, yeah. I'm desperate for it,
mm-hmm.
and I desire it,
mm-hmm.
but how do I get it?
Simply take time out
mm-hmm.
to be with him.
Okay.
It's just
that
it's the same.
Yeah.
Just take time out to be in his presence.
Presence. Yeah. Because and I'm glad you said that, because it's like a relationship
exactly.
as you described earlier. My wife and I we have an intimacy with one another, but it wasn't there overnight. We had to being in one another's presence, spending time with one another. It grew and we got to grow that. It's the same thing with God. The way we get to know him, and the way we grow that intimacy, and the way we allow ourselves to get in that position is spend time with him, be in his presence. And I want to say this real quick before you go on, because I want to just kind of encourage the folk, because a lot of people, and don't misunderstand me, that this is a great part of being in his presence, especially when you're in a place to where the Spirit of God is having his will manifesting in his way.
Mm-hmm.
You, but it's not just about being in a church building.
Mm-mm.
And I wanted to throw that out there, because so many folk get it mixed up, even though a lot of folks still miss the importance of being in church. They miss the importance of being in the fellowship and you know, what the word say, forsake not the assembling of yourself together in the manner as some is. But it's not just about being in the church. It's about being in his presence.
Yes.
Just explain the difference.
Or just
elaborate on it a little
bit.
This
is how I feel personally about it. I come to church to learn of him.
Yes. Yes.
I am the church.
There you go. That's right.
So when I learn of him, it'll help build me up as the church.
Yes.
And I will be able to be that building.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
God has created and called me
yeah.
to be.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I look at it.
Right.
I come here to learn of him. I come to learn of how he moves. I come to learn even further more on his word.
Yeah.
I come to learn how what it means to have fellowship.
Yes.
I learn how it means how to be close to him, how to get in his presence. I come to church to learn, because first and foremost, I'm a disciple.
Yes.
So I come here to be built up.
Right.
And once I'm built up, then I can go out to the world and be the church.
Right. So, okay, we got that part and we understand that here. Now, the key is being able to be in his presence and develop that relationship even outside of this. Or not necessarily.
No,
this.
I understand.
We're in the studio here, but the walls of the building. And so I want you to just kind of elaborate on that for a few minutes before we bring it in so that folk will understand that you can't just go and just holler at God Mm-mm. when you got an issue.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Lord, you can't go holler at your boy when trouble arises. Mm-mm. No, there's got to be something that already has you or shall I say, have you being known of him to where when you come, he already know what's going on.
There it is, known of him.
Yeah.
Just by simply reading his word.
Yeah.
See, when you get to know somebody, you got to learn.
Them.
Them.
Yes.
So even before I even step into that level of intimacy, I have to learn who I'm being intimate with.
Okay.
And by that, I'm learning who he is through his word.
Yeah.
And by reading his word and me knowing who he is, that's building up a level of connection
yeah.
with him.
A level of trust.
And trust.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling safe.
Yeah, and secure because, with
and him. Secure because yeah. I know the essence of his word.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon that, when I come into that place of intimacy,
yeah.
I'm wide open.
Amen.
Because I know who he is.
And I like how you say that you're wide open. In other words, you're saying when you get to that place and to that level, you're already open unto him. You're an open book.
Open.
You allow him to read you. You allow him to take you from page to page and just do him.
Just do him.
That's powerful. That's powerful. That is so, so important. I mean, prayer is the key to a successful, victorious Christian relationship with the Lord. I would venture to say that. I think we need to be understood or have the understanding that in order to have a successful Christian life, we must remain in the Word and stay in the Word and but to have a successful Christian relationship, because you can have a successful Christian life but not have a successful relationship with the Lord. And I think if you allow yourself to, as you say, be intimate, be vulnerable, and be open unto God, he'll talk with us just like we talk with him.
Yes.
The way you and I dialogue and communicate with one another, God will do the same thing. And I'm grateful that people have the opportunity to understand that. So what would you say in closing to your intercessors, your prayer warriors, and those that desire to be in a place where they can communicate with God, not just on a one-sided affair, but they can hear from God as well as hoping and believing that he hears them.
As you heard me say several times during this podcast, intimacy is the key.
Uh-huh.
Because with that level of intimacy that you develop with him, you're able to tap into the frequency of heaven.
Okay.
And for us as intercessors, I believe that it's important for us to tap into
yes.
the frequency of
yes.
heaven, because prayer is a key that will unlock heaven.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
an access.
Okay.
So I encourage all the intercessors and prayer warriors out there, maintain that level of intimacy with the Abba.
Amen.
Learn how to shut down the noise. And it's
wow.
important to keep him first at all times. It's Amen. A lonely walk, but it's a beautiful walk.
Amen.
And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Amen. Wow, that is so powerful. Now, I was going to make a comment, but I'll hold that for another time. Because of a couple of things you just said. But I'll hold that because we definitely gonna have you to come back. We definitely have to have you to come back and chill with the bishop. Just hang out and chill with the bishop and encourage the folk and inspire them and encourage them to understand the importance of communicating with the Father.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, Elder Patricia, I'm so grateful you took time out of your schedule to join me here today. And I know the people will be blessed because I was so blessed just sitting here talking with you. And I'm looking forward to us coming together and having this time again to where we can just inspire someone in the things of God and encourage them in the things that the Father would have for their life. So I thank you so much and appreciate you coming and spending time with me here today. And once again, I want to thank you all for just taking time out to join us here with another episode of Chilling with the Bishop. And I pray that you heard something today that really encouraged and inspired you to be what it is that the Father intends and desires for you to be. So until next time, God bless you. And remember, we will be back again chilling with the Bishop.